Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Out in our lives.
Satan has risen up against us is in you. We're yet looking to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will have your way today, that you will look upon every name that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you look on the youth, that you will touch them, oh Lord, save them. Help them to give themselves unto you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on all those who are sick and afflicted, those who are dealing with different afflictions in their bodies, infirmities. We pray that you will heal them, oh Lord. Look on Steve, oh Lord. Touch his body right now. Heal him, oh Lord. Raise him up that he may be able to walk, that he may be able to serve you in the beauty of holiness. Help him today, Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. We know all power is in thy hand. Your word is true. We are trusting in you today, and we know you're able to take us through every situation, Lord. We pray that you look upon those who are incarcerated. Touch and bless them. Give them strength. Help them to look to you, to turn to you, and to give their lives to you while they have a chance, while they have the breath in their body. Help them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to do your will. We're seeking to please you in every way. We pray that you move every obstacle out of our lives, the things that seek to hinder us from serving you the way we should. We pray that you'll move it, that you'll make a way for us. Help us today, oh Lord. We are looking to you. We're trusting in you, trusting in your word, knowing that you're able to take us through. We pray that you continue to have your way, that you will look on the speaker of the hour, that you will send your word and send your anointing. Take control today, oh Lord. Let some soul be blessed. Let your word reach some soul that they may give their lives unto you. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we pray that you will bless the broadcast, that it will grow, and that souls will come unto the Lord and give their lives unto to you. We know you're able. We're depending on you. We're trusting in you. And we thank you today for this service. We thank you for your word. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for making a way for us, for being a way maker. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we give the glory and the honor unto thee. Oh, Lord, we know you're able to take us through. And we know that you care about us. And we are looking to you as never before. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will be careful to give thy name to praise. The glory and the honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. Good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. and our beloved late Southern District Overseer Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 47th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 47th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, O clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our God, unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Thank God for the word, the 47th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verse throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title 1, school, and 1 is ON. If anyone would like to, if you'd like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can write to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can call 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday night prayers at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street. That's 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. Also Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeth hosts the Bears Hope Ministry. The dial number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. And on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. And that access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening services via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hogue teamed up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Steve Hayes in our prayer. Continue to pray for David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Otis Smith Jr., the bereaved Holmes family, the bereaved Mormon family, the bereaved Mormon Fuller family, rather, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olamay and Wayne, Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin. Pardon me, I lost my place. The Briggs family, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, Bishop Bird and family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrev Miller, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Actually, forgive me. So the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God is in our 60th annual church anniversary starting tomorrow. We'll be in our 60th annual church anniversary starting tomorrow, Monday, November the 7th through the 13th. And the services are going to start at 7 p.m., and they'll be 7 p.m. from Monday through Friday. On Saturday, service will be at 6 o'clock. And Sunday morning, Sunday school will start at 10 o'clock, and morning worship will start at 11, and this is the Lord. So I haven't heard whether it will, if any of them will be teleconference, but I believe the service on Monday is in person, as well as the service on Sunday. And if I hear anything differently, then I will keep you posted. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing a little portion of this song. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he is worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. God is our rock, hope of salvation, a strong deliverer. In him will I always trust. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I, at this time, we're going to go ahead and give the broadcast. Well, I just want to tell this testimony. I just want to tell this testimony because, and I know that God is still working on things and doing things, but I'm so excited. I began to open up an email, and I've been praying for quite some time, and I began to open up an email from, I went to school and I took out some loans, and some folks were, there's a plan that Biden has where there's loan forgiveness if you consolidate your loans and things like that. And I began to do it, and they told me about the amount. I believe he was doing maybe $10,000 or whatever it was he was doing. Some folks would have qualified for more. And as a person whose student loan debt was well over $10,000, I received an email saying that my loans had been forgiven. And I was like, wait, is this right? And I began to search. Forgive me, I'm getting a little emotional just because of how much debt I had. And I began to search for it, and just every loan just kept coming up zero, 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 zero. You owe nothing. And I got another email on yesterday that I opened today, and it told me that my balance was zero, and that came right from the lender. And I just began to think about how Jesus began to tell the parable of the Lord who had servants. And one servant owed so much, and the other servant owed much more. And when they didn't have anything to give, he just began to forgive both of them. And I just thought, even in my life, not that I'm holding anything against anybody, but like that's how God is. He just forgives. I mean, there was a zero balance, zero for my loans that I went to my master's program with, and this debt. It was in the six. It was six figure debt.
Oh, that must
wiped out. It's forgiven. Forgiven. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And I just began to, I gave God the glory. I was still in shock, not in disbelief, but just shock, because that's the kind of God we serve. And I know when they were talking about it, I was like, Lord, let me be one of those people that qualifies. I was just kind of hoping to get, you know, $10,000 or $20,000, but it's gone. And I'm grateful. I'm so happy.
And I just wanted to share that testimony for anybody who might be struggling with debt or struggling with anything you've been, you know, it's been weighing you down. God, he's just that kind of God. And he does it even when we're not even expecting. I wasn't expecting that. And I was just moving and doing things that I heard about. And if anybody has student debt, I encourage you, consolidate your loans. That's how I was able to get it. But I don't know how the rest of the process happened, but they, you know, because I consolidated, they were able to forgive some, but the rest, I don't know. I choose to believe that God did that. He did it. There was only one other way that it would have been completely forgiven, and that's if I would have died. If I would have died, my debt would have been forgiven. But I thank God that I didn't have to die for my debt to be forgiven. I just went to tell a testimony and give God the glory. And at this time, we're trying to broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, God,
for that beautiful testimony.
Glory to God.
I tell you, that is a great blessing. God
yes,
can
is.
Do it. I thank God for what he has done for you. I'm as happy
Amen.
For you as the speaker with me.
Thank God,
because that's what he does. Yeah. And we have to continue to look to the Lord and trust in him and take him at his word, because he will do what he said he would do. He said he would bless us. He said, if you obey me, keep my commandments, all these blessings will come upon thee and overtake thee. Glory to God, you'll be blessed in the field, blessed by the fruit of your womb, blessed. God will bless and make the way for you, whatever it is that you need, for that beautiful passage of scripture that was read. And that was the same scripture that we had on today at the opening scripture, same scripture. I tell you, God knows. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what we need. He's right on time, all the time. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing, for how he's blessed our dear sister. We're glad about that. And we thank God for what he's going to do. Now, we had prayer requests on the day, and people began to give their prayer requests, and we prayed, and we're going to believe God that he's going to do what we asked him to do. Because God is a righteous God, and God is also a terrible God. As the scripture was read,
yes.
He sitteth upon the throne. There is none greater than God. So we want to worship him and give him the glory and give him the praise for what he has done and what he's continuing to do. And now, at this time, we want to hear the word of God and look forward to getting a blessing from the word of God. And at this time, we're going to introduce to you Dr. Sheila Hameen from Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple, who will bring us the word on this afternoon. Let us pray with her and for her that the Lord will have his way and that the word of God will have free course. God bless you, Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord. I thank God for the prayer, for the scripture reading, the song of praise, and the testimony of victory. I thank God, because God truly is worthy to be praised. And let us get ready to go to the word of God. And before we go to the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you, O God. We come before you and we humble ourselves. Lord, we ask that you will have your way, and that you will speak unto us, minister unto our souls. Lord, we believe and we accept the blessing and we count it done. We thank you, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I thank God. I thank God for that glorious testimony that was given by Dr. Khadija. Beautiful testimony. And it just, what she was saying, the singing and everything, it all lines up with the message for today. And let us go to the Word of God, to the book of Lamentations, the third chapter, verses 22 through 26, and 1 John 1 and 9. Praise the Lord. The Bible reads, I'm reading from the King James Version, Lamentations, third chapter, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And my title is God is Faithful and Just. The theme, we can depend on God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Otherwise, we would not even be here today. We would not even exist. But by the mercy of God, we are still here. Therefore, we ought to give God the praise and the honor and glory, and everything is due to his name. Hallelujah. We can praise him because he's worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. It's because of his compassion and mercy toward us that we're still here. And as I think about many people are trying to escape the debts and the weights and the burdens that they are so heavily weighted down with, but God is faithful. Hallelujah. And we can depend on God to see us through. And I believe that Jeremiah, he had experienced and seen firsthand the wrath of God, but he remembered how good God is and began to say these words, even talking to the Lord, saying that the Lord is good. Glory to God. His faithfulness is great. He was saying, great is thy faithfulness, talking directly to the Lord because he had a relationship with the Lord. He had experience with the Lord, and he knew that he could depend on God. When things look so bleak, when things look so dark and just like there's no way out, no hope or anything, he knew that he could depend on God. And I'm here to encourage you today to let you know that God is faithful and he's just. And you
Amen.
Depend on God to deliver you out of your situations. He said here, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait. In other words,
yes.
Keep that hope in the Lord and don't complain, don't murmur, don't grumble, hallelujah, but wait patiently for the Lord, for the Lord's salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 John picks it up saying, for if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the
yes.
Lord truly is a God of compassion. He is a forgiving God. And as was mentioned, there was the parable that Jesus spoke about, how this servant owed so much, but he was forgiven all that he didn't matter how much it was. And it was
all right.
Very, very much, but it was all forgiven. It was just forgiven. And this is to compare, in other words, to show us that God's mercy is greater, hallelujah, in that he forgives us all of our sins, all of our debts, transgressions. He forgives them all. He's faithful. And he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'm reminded of Psalm 46. Praise the Lord to let us know that we can depend on God. Psalm 46, 1 through 3 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. We don't have to fear, or will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling, with the swelling thereof. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on around us, we don't have to fear, but we know we can depend on God. He will surely see us through. And I believe Job was well familiar with God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He was able to trust in the Lord regardless of the circumstance. He said in the 13th chapter, verses 15 through 17, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain mine own way before him. He also shall be my salvation. For an hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. He was urging the listener to hear what he had to say. Because he was a man who experienced a whole lot of loss. He experienced, in other words, as if it were the wrath of God against him. But he was able to maintain his integrity. He was able to keep on trusting in the Lord because he realized that he could depend on God. Hallelujah. After God blessed him and his ladder was greater than his first, he knew that everything would be all right. So much so that he was able to say these words, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Oh, glory to God. So when things start happening in our lives, when trouble comes in our lives, when problems arise, we can depend on God. He will be there for us, hallelujah, because he's faithful and he's just. He won't forsake us. He won't turn his back on us. He won't walk away and leave us, hallelujah, but he is there and he's always looking out for us, opening doors and making ways for us that we can't even see, hallelujah, we don't even know that God is working in the behind the scenes. He's working things out before we even get to where we're going. He's waiting there to meet us there. Hallelujah. Because he's faithful and he's just. And we can surely depend on God. When we know that we can't depend on ourselves, we can't depend on anyone else, we surely can depend on God because he will never fail. He will never let us down. Amen. But he will always be there. As Jeremiah said in Lamentations 3 and 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Oh, glory to God. He's compassionate, and we ought to praise him because great is his faithfulness. toward us. God doesn't have to do this for us. He doesn't have to forgive us. He doesn't have to be good to us. He doesn't have to bless us. Hallelujah. But the Bible lets us know that his mercies are new every morning. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Every morning, his mercies are new, and his faithfulness is great. Praise the Lord. So let's trust in the Lord. Let's depend on the Lord and him only. He will never let us down. Praise be to God. Maybe you've been going through something and you've been desiring to give your life to the Lord. You've been desiring to accept him as your personal Savior. But maybe you've been having a difficult time and the enemy has been fighting against you. Things have been getting worse and worse. I want you to know that God will work it out for you. If you would only trust him, I can tell you right now that you can depend on God for whatever you need. However you need him to work things out, whichever way you need him to move in your life, he is dependable. Hallelujah. And he will work it out for you. He'll be there for you. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to be fearful. God will take care of you. You have the invitation right now to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You have the invitation to come and bring all your problems, all your troubles, and just give them over to the Lord. And you can depend on him to fix it just for you. Hallelujah. I can say this, that he knows just what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Glory to God. And when God gets through, everything will be all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
It reminds me of just seeing the zero balance, how Jesus dropped the charges. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he died up on the cross and his blood was shed for you and for me, all the sin that we have committed, the Lord died that we would be forgiven and that our sins would be taken away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you accept the Lord and invite him to come into your life, he will forgive you. And he will turn over a new page. Glory to God. He will wipe out all the debt. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He'll drop all the charges. Glory. Thank you, Lord. And he will give you justification. He will exonerate you from sin. And the Lord will save your soul. He will be your Savior. Hallelujah. You can accept the Lord as your Savior today. And if you're sick in your body and you need to be healed, God is a healer and he's faithful and he won't make any mistakes. He won't leave any surgical tools in your body. But the Lord God can perform an operation without surgical instruments. Thank you, Lord. He will perform a surgery on you and make you completely whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's done it so many times before, and he'll do it again. And he's never lost a patient. Amen. He's never given up on anyone. Praise the Lord. But the Lord God, and he's just. We can depend on God. If you desire prayer right now, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. If you have a special request, all you have to do is just trust the Lord. You can depend on him to answer. You can depend on him to come Amen. He will surely show up. He won't leave you there, but he'll be there for you. Praise God. Anyone with any request, just meditate on the Lord right now. Just think on the goodness of the Lord, his mercies and his compassion, and how good God has been to you. Hallelujah. How good he's been to all of us. And let us believe God together in prayer. So let us go to the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. We ask you, Lord, for forgiveness and we ask for mercy. Oh, God, we confess before you and we ask you, Lord, to forgive our sins and to blot out our transgressions. Lord, please purge us on the inside. Wash us on the outside. Clean us up, oh my God, and make us all over, Lord. We're looking to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you, Lord, to increase our faith. Lord, take away the doubt and the unbelief. Forgive us, oh God, for not believing you as we should. Forgive us,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, for our shortcomings, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you'll be merciful toward us. Stretch your mighty hand, Lord, and touch us, Jesus. We need a touch from you, Lord. Please,
touch
my
me.
God, strengthen us today. Encourage our hearts, oh Lord. We come to you, Lord, on behalf of those who are desiring, Lord, to accept you as their personal Savior. We ask you to forgive them, Lord Jesus, and to save their souls. Lord God,
yes, Lord,
please enter into their hearts and dwell there. Make your abode as you promised in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Look on that one or those who have backslidden on you, Lord Jesus. Help them to return home unto you, O God. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Lord, be merciful and compassionate and help them to return. Oh, my Lord, we know you're able. We pray, God, for every name that was called out today on the prayer list. And those names that were not called out, we pray, God, that you will make your holy visitation, that you will work things out, Lord, work wonders and work miracles, oh God. Touch, Lord, heal and forgive. Make everyone whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, please look on those who are sick in their bodies and afflicted with diseases and illnesses, oh God, afflicted with the viruses, Lord. Rebuke these conditions in the mighty name of Jesus. We know you are able, Lord, and we know you have the power that you can do everything. There's nothing too hard for you and nothing impossible. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord God, take control and have your way. Whatever anyone is standing in the need of today, we ask, Lord God, that you will supply, that you'll provide all that we all need, spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you, and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, for you are worthy, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. You're worthy of all praise.
Thank you.
At all times, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your touch. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your wondrous works, oh God.
Thank
we thank you for miracles, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
We thank you for healing and for restoration.
Yes,
we thank you for forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your touch today, Lord, and we ask that you will keep us covered under your blood, Lord. Keep us in your protection, Lord. And remember the bereaved families everywhere. Lord God, give comfort, give consolation. Please, Lord, help during this difficult time. Oh, Lord, we believe it and we thank you for it. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Truly, God is faithful and he's just, and we can depend on God. And there are, how there are so many times where God, he doesn't have to be merciful. He can consume us. But because he's so faithful and just, even though he would still be just if he punished us according to our faults, he remains faithful in that he does not award us according to our faults, our sins, our slip-ups. He's so faithful and just. He's just an amazing God. There is no one word to describe him. And we might not be faithful. You might not be just, but he still remains faithful. For his own name's sake, he blesses us. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. That's just. He's, again, no word to describe him. Paupertudinous. You could say the biggest word you could think of, but it still wouldn't be enough to describe just how faithful and just God is. But at this time, I want to go ahead and open up the broadcast if any other clergy are on the line. But first, I want to extend that to Evangelist Maybelle Edmond to have remarks. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you. Thank the Lord for the word of God coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen at a Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland. Beautiful message on today. We can depend on God because God is faithful and he keeps his word, he keeps his promises, and he will do just what he said he would do. We can count on him and we can depend on him. So let us look to the Lord, continue to take the word of God in for ourselves and continue to look to the Lord. He can do everything. If we just confess our sins before the Lord, confess our faults, that the Lord, he is just and able to forgive us of our faults. So if we just do that, the Lord will do just what he said he would do. We can depend on him. And I just thank the Lord for this beautiful message, timely message, and a very encouraging message. And I want to say to Dr. Sheila Hameen, continue to let the Lord have his way and preach the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. If no other clergy, I want to thank God for the remarks coming through. Evangelist Maybelle, even that other part of the forgiveness, how God is faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. That's the kind of God we serve. And if no other clergy are on the line, at this time I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those encouraging remarks that we heard coming through Evangelist May and also through Dr. Khadija. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast and for all of you who continue to tune in. We want you to know that we thank God for you and that we are praying for you continually. And we ask that you will continue to keep us in your prayers as well as those who are on the prayer list and for those who are bereaved of their loved ones at this time. And we thank God for this broadcast and we ask that you will continue to remember Steve, what was his last name? Hayes. Steve Hayes in your prayers. And also remember our families. Let us pray for our families. As families are dealing with a lot of things these days, we're going through a lot, but we can depend on God. Let's just continue in prayer one for another. And if that be all, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. And starting on tomorrow night, if it be the Lord's will, we have our 60th church anniversary, and Holy Temple will be sponsoring Monday night. So we ask for your prayers that the Lord will give us traveling mercies to New Jersey. Amen. Looking forward to the Lord blessing us. And that's all at this time. And I just want to encourage you to think on the Word of God and take the Word of God in. Be encouraged. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep trusting the Lord. And until our next broadcast, which will be Friday at 7 p.m., may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.